The USS Nimitz is one of the country's 11 nuclear-powered aircraft carriers. It's home-ported in Bremerton, and it is expected to set out to sea in the near future. Last week, a top Pentagon official said there had been small breakouts of the novel coronavirus on the ship. The Navy quickly refuted that. And we wanted some help understanding exactly what's happening aboard the Nimitz. So earlier today, I talked to Josh Farley, who covers the Navy for the Kitsap Sun.
The information that I was getting from the Navy suggested that there were not cases on board, and the Navy has been steadfast in reporting that. They mentioned that one person had shown symptoms, but their testing had been inconclusive, and then that there was another Nimitz sailor that was out of the area and did test positive. So the stories have gotten straight, at least when yesterday Army General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said there were no cases on board the Nimitz.
This is all happening with the backdrop of what happened to the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Cases on board, many hundreds. One sailor has died. The captain has been relieved of duty after his complaints and pleas for more help for his vessel became public. You've been aboard the Nimitz. You've met the command staff there. What do you expect to see in terms of how they'll handle being at sea and dealing with any potential outbreaks or illnesses?
I think in terms of the individuals on board and how they'll handle this, I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't think we know. But I think they're taking every precaution that they can. There's no question that the crews have had to adapt. For instance, when the guidance came from CDC to wear cloth masks, the crew repurposed its standard issue brown t-shirts and tied them around their faces for protection. But it is a very uncertain time, and I think given Captain Crozier's dismissal, the captains of our Navy vessels, whether they're the ships of the aircraft carrier fleet or submarines, I think that they face immense pressure to perform, and the same goes true for Captain Max Clark, who is the commanding officer of the 1975 commissioned USS Nimitz.
What are you hearing from the community, from Bremerton, both the families of folks aboard and just people at large in the city?
When you quarantine a Navy ship like what the Nimitz is doing, families don't have as much time together even when they're in port. And of course, we're not sure how long the Nimitz will head out for. But I think for our area, what is unique is there's many people who are social distancing, but one thing that does not stop is the military, and it hasn't. Even though there have been restrictions within the civilian government population of our military at the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard, they're still going to work. Our military leaders have said, you know, that the nation needs its protection from its defense forces, and so their work has not ceased.
I wonder if the conversations are any different in the community, though, given COVID-19. And, you know, if people are worried about this ship, first of all, the people on it being in close quarters, but also this vessel's going to go see the world and come home again. And one of the things we're not supposed to do right now is travel. Obviously, they have to, but I just wonder what the conversations are like in the community at large.
I think that there is quite a bit of anxiety given the work that has to continue, and of course the sailors that are serving. Of those that I've talked to, both on the Nimitz and on the USS Carl Vinson, which recently got out of dry dock and is still undergoing maintenance here, I have heard that. I think that it's hard to control sometimes the rumor mills with regard to how many cases there are. And the hope is that everybody's doing everything they can to wash their hands and not contract this virus.
Just like the rest of us. Josh Farley, military affairs reporter at the Kitsap Sun. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Ed. Thank you.